Now, wasn't that exciting?
Yes!
Okay, and now let's salute. Salute. The greatest. And if I say that, then she'll get mad. Here's B. Arthur.
And now a star is born. On May 13th, 1922, the world welcomed little baby B. Arthur.
Is it a golden boy or a golden girl?
Congratulations, Sophia. It's the golden girl.
B. Arthur, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about new tariffs on Chinese imports. They can be completely avoided if you buy from other countries or inside the USA. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he's concerned.
Because the longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession because of it.
He was on ABC's This Week. House Democrats had floated the idea of having special counsel Robert Mueller testify this Wednesday. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that's not happening. The negotiations are ongoing.
Nadler says he does expect to see former White House counsel Don McGahn testify next week to answer questions about the special counsel's report.
We're expecting him to show up on the 21st, and if he doesn't, he will be subject to a contempt.
Last week, the committee approved a contempt resolution for the attorney general for failing to provide an unredacted version of the Russia report.
Fox's Jared Halpert in Washington. This is Fox News.
Bad news, folks. It's Monday.
Oh, no. Not again.
And how do the folks on your favorite radio show feel about Mondays? What do you think about Mondays, Greg Dudell?
Oh, man, this sucks.
And what helps you get through Monday, Jay Scott?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Emily Hayes, are you ready for Monday morning when the rubber hits the road?
What's the rubber?
What's your take on Monday, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, what do you think we should do about Mondays?
Nip it in the bud.
Well, I guess we'll just have to suck it up and face it.
Let's do this!
Here comes three men and a lady.
Let's do this. News Talk 93.1 of WACV. Random facts coming up with Jay Scott later this hour. Emily Hayes is here. She'll have good news in just a moment.
Oh, mama.
Let's get a forecast of Rich Thomas. Is excited to tell you. 704.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
After drenching rainfall over the last 4 days, we have some really nice weather to talk about for several days in a row. Mostly sunny, less humid today. Comfortable with a high temperature around 80. Actually, the nicest air hasn't even arrived yet. There's a reinforcing front that comes in. And by tonight, clear, pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow will feel just absolutely perfect. With sunshine and a high in the upper 70s, back to the mid-50s tomorrow night. We're going to eat this up because we know that the hot and humid days are right around the corner. Wednesday's high 81. Beautiful. Thursday's high in the mid-80s. Nice. There's a isolated shower perhaps on Thursday night or Friday morning as a weak front tries to sneak in, but that's it. That's the only drama this week. Upper 80s to around 90 by Friday and Saturday. Could be the first storm-free weekend in months. Right now this morning, nice little northwest breeze at 12 miles per hour. Temperature is 66 with scattered clouds at 7:05. Here's a sponsor you may not need today or tomorrow or this week, but you're going to need at some point or another. I'm talking about Plumbing by Luke Wiry, because as we all know, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
Yeah, that's enough.
Lovey.
that's right. Plumbing picks the worst time.
That's just amazing. At
Plumbing by Luke Wiry, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call them. And I got the whole house plumbing inspection. This is nice, especially with the vacation season coming up. You want to know if there's a problem lurking that's about to become a major problem so that you are not surprised when you get home with a flooded home like a couple of my neighbors. One, I swear to God, one on either side of me Recently had this issue where a corroded pipe up there in the attic where the water heater is.
Oh, no.
And then they came home and they had to replace all the drywall. They had to replace all the carpeting. It's just awful. So anyway, I got the whole house plumbing inspection. I got a good report, and that's great peace of mind. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, Emily's good news coming up in a moment. First, though, down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch, working our way into the Monday rush hour. Things look pretty good out on the roads this morning. We don't have a lot of problems. There's nothing to worry about on the interstate. 65 and 85 are up at a speed limit ride. Traffic is building up pretty quickly around the boulevard. No major problems. Just watch out at the traffic lights. We do have a disabled vehicle in the turn lane for Carmichael Road off the boulevard, so watch out in that area. If you're coming in on the 31s, the only delay we see is around the Redland Road traffic light coming out of Wetumpka. Remember, school buses are out picking up the kids. The school zones kick in just a few minutes, so watch out for the buses and the kids. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hey, Emily.
With your good news story.
Hi, Emily. I'm Greg. I'm an uncle.
This is that wrong kind of time of meeting. Not.
Can I say the serenity prayer when you're finished with this?
Sure. A new study found that more than 5 cups of coffee a day is bad for your heart, which is going to upset the apple cart here.
Thanks a lot.
They say that's a lot of caffeine, but is there ever too much caffeine? But as long as you're drinking 5 cups or less, you should be okay. And it can actually be good for you. Here are 4 potential health benefits of caffeine. Number 1, in moderation, like all things, it might be good for your heart. Previous studies have found that 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day can lower your risk for heart disease and stroke. It helps with pain, especially if you pair it with a painkiller. Research shows that taking ibuprofen with a cup of coffee works better than ibuprofen alone.
Is that right?
It can help with headaches, cramps, and even pain after you've had surgery. It's the caffeine. That's what I think it makes Excedrin so effective. Excedrin migraine, because it's loaded with caffeine.
I didn't know that.
No wonder
that
either.
Yeah.
Excedrin?
Yeah, I didn't know that migraine medicine, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or is it just Excedrin?
I think...
Is it all migraine medicine?
I know it's Excedrin migraine that's got like a lot of caffeine in it.
I took some Advil migraine.
That may have it too.
Really works.
But you got to remember before you go to sleep, because you're not going to sleep with the caffeine, but your headache's going to go away.
Yeah. Third benefit of caffeine, it can improve your memory. A study in 2015 found that drinking coffee every day can give you a memory boost. And studies with mice suggest it could even help you avoid Alzheimer's. And the 4th potential health benefit of caffeine is that it may lower your risk for certain cancers. 4 or 5 cups a day has been shown to help people with colon cancer and colorectal cancer. And a 26-year study done by the American Cancer Society found it could also cut your oral cancer risk in half. That's the good news, y'all.
And that's why I thought that would be nice, because all we hear is negative stuff about caffeine. It's good to have the other side and all the benefits here on this early Tuesday morning.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Yes. Joey, you got random facts ready?
Sure do.
Peepaw?
Peepaw!
What do I call you?
I did that because...
Boodle? No.
Because the benefits were, you know, memory and all that kind of stuff. I was just having a little fun.
We're going to try to get a way to get that weather station on your roof, because I wanted to know the Prattville rainfall.
I got to do it. I thought about it. Yeah. Saturday, I was getting in the car to come here, and
You don't want to go up in your roof. You don't want to go up in your roof, right? You need somebody to come do that?
Maybe, but I'm such a big, like, I got to do it myself type person.
Oh. We have a mutual friend that did it for us, for me.
I am such a huge, where if I can fix it myself, I try to. And if I can put that together myself, I want to. But
see, I find the idea of putting a weather station in my roof is going to end like that with me, you know, doing a Griswold, sliding down, hanging onto the gutter.
I actually enjoy any excuse I can to get on top of the roof.
Up on the roof. I say, man, that's scary.
My goodness.
When this whole world...
Roof.
Didn't know it would start that. I like heights, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm glad you don't suffer from hydrophobia. That's a...
Yeah.
Is that
It's not that.
Hydrophobia is fear of water.
Hydra, but you said hydro.
Yeah, you said hydro.
I was taking liberties with the phonics.
Fear of heights is...
Acrophobia.
I want to say that's what it is. Yeah, it's acro. Not a wreck.
I was going to say, what if you're afraid of looking at spiders from a high point? Never mind.
Acroarachno.
Hey, I like that rolls off very well. Gosh, we're, Memorial Weekend is, when
it's
does it start?
Crazy.
Weekend starts on the 24th. Yeah.
So it's a week from, 2 weeks from today will be Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that crazy?
You know, I'm not just saying this to blow smoke here, but every Memorial Day that I've been in Alabama, I think of my first one here because I spent a good part of it at Jack Ingram. And I was new in town, and it was just great to hang out with some wonderful people. I love that Volkswagen showroom. Hand out pizza and so forth. And every year, it is one of their biggest sales events of the year, this May and this Memorial Day, no exception. In fact, it's going on now. Just some quick examples. Signature pre-owns, okay? Cars that have warranty miles left on them that are in pristine condition, that have been, you know, put through the mill, literally, to make sure they're worthy of resale. Among the values currently on the lot, a 2017 CPO Nissan Murano S. It was $21,998. It's marked down to $19,828. 2016 CPO Volvo S60, $23,991. Now $21,683. We're talking almost $2,000 off these vehicles, and there's a whole bunch more that fall into this category. Now, if you've had credit issues, Jack Ingram partners with dozens of banks and can handle any credit situation, even bankruptcies. I know this because I've seen them work with the people. And they have an incredible finance team there, really good group, and they'll work with you and get you a livable interest rate. Because when you do that and you make your payments on time, you're rebuilding your credit. So the next loan you get will be a little bit less expensive on the interest rate. But they really work hard to get people into a car. And hundreds of others on the lot, ready to move. The Memorial Day sales event is on now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. We are five-time buyers. And if I put another burn hole in my driver's seat, I may be a six-time driver.
Oh, gracious.
I'm sorry. And I feel terrible about that. That's no way to treat such a respectable vehicle.
I tell you
Nissan
what.
Go to jackingram.com. You can shop by price range, type of vehicle, model, etc. When we come back, it's ready for Random Facts, followed by our pop quiz. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. It is 7:15.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting and car accident. They say a man died after a shooting Friday night in the 800 block of Barn Street. Police tell us the suspected shooter fled the scene and later died in a car crash in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Millbrook police say 60-year-old Ted Carr Jr. has been arrested on child pornography charges after police say he had a, quote, staggering amount of child pornography. He is currently in the Elmore County Jail on a $150,000 bond. And Alabama health officials say subsequent testing shows an Alabama infant did not have measles. Health officials say final test results from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were negative for measles after the initial test was positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is May 13th, Frog Jumping Day. It's a day to jump like a frog. Here goes, ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. And in the spirit of Frog Jumping Day, there's one thing I must try. Well, what do you know? My legs do taste like chicken.
Mm. And now, Jeremiah was a bullfrog and I heard he loved
random facts. All right.
Where did he get those?
Nice.
Well, I wasn't going to do any more. But
I know.
I thought of that at the last second. So that's the last one.
That's really good. The last
no
one?
More. Yeah. No
Your
more.
Diary.
Did you know the world record for the loudest thing ever shouted belongs to an Irish teacher?
I thought you were going to say an Italian broadcaster.
No, it's an Irish female teacher who shouted the word quiet at 121 decibels. That is the equivalent of a jet engine.
I was thinking of silent movie, Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's only one word in it.
Yeah, very ironic.
No!
Beautiful use of irony in that movie.
Did you know that Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, showed up to his audition for that role with a black eye after getting into a fight at McDonald's the night before?
Kidding.
Yeah. His performance was so good, the casting director did not even notice the black eye, and they hired him. So.
Well, the rest is history.
Yeah. And will be after next week. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it's the end of the show.
Oh, please,
don't,
get
don't
it over
foreshadow
with.
Anything.
Put it out of its misery. I can't. 6 Mondays in a row.
Game of Thrones.
The words get a life come to
mind. Don't tell me what happened on The Bachelorette.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you what was on Ariel Britton. That'll ruin your day.
I saw it last
It's very interesting.
It was good.
Did you know Stanley Kubrick recorded a typist hammering out all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? He believed that each typewriter key made a slightly different sound, and he wanted the audio track of The Shining to be perfectly accurate.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Dude was meticulous, borderline obsessive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a weird dude.
Or weird dude. Call it today.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen Clockwork Orange, he's a weird
I haven't
person.
Seen that movie since it came out. It was disturbing.
Did you know the game Peekaboo?
Did we just do it last hour?
Yeah, we're going to play it again.
Gub, gub, gub. No, that was Pikachu.
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 Yeah, Peekaboo is universal to all cultures, and developmental psychologists believe it is important to infant development.
How so, Jay?
I don't know.
I just I want to hear the Chinese Mandarin version of peekaboo.
What the science behind it?
That's why I talked about breathing feet.
What is peekaboo in Chinese sound like?
I don't know.
Can't Siri tell you that? Can she translate?
Are you asking?
Siri, what is peekaboo in Chinese?
藏猫猫.
Whoa!
She got it.
Give me that. I want to hear that again.
Okay.
I'm turning up your mic.
Hold it. Siri, what is peekaboo in Chinese?
Tamomo.
Tamomo.
Now, think of this. Thousands of people in the river region, all four of us, we can go anywhere we want and
come on, go.
Go up to a Chinese tot and say, come on, come on. And they'll want to play peekaboo.
Not with the face that you're making when you say it.
It's hard to speak.
It's almost like a growl.
Look, she even put the Chinese letters.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Is that Mandarin or is that regular Chinese?
Oh, I don't know. But she even put the...
God, I can't.
What? I'm just trying to sound smarter than I am, okay? That's the key to getting through life, is to sound just a little smarter than you actually are.
Oh, man.
Peekaboo uses the fundamental structure of all good jokes. Surprise balanced with expectation. A scientist showed this in test involving a group of 6, 7, and 8 months old, which sound like more fun than a psychology experiment should be. Most of the time, the peekaboo game proceeded normally. However, on occasion, the adult hid and reappeared as a different adult.
Right.
Or hid and reappeared in a different location.
But kids, parents, when your kid is 18, it wears off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to play anymore.
Especially in public. Dad.
Yeah. Stop it.
Did you know about parasocial relationships? Do you even know what a parasocial relationship is?
I
thought you said paranormal.
No.
Social relationships.
Parasocial.
Parasocial.
Parasocial relationships are where one person pours emotions and effort into the relationship and the other person doesn't even know the first person exists.
You want 50 of those? I know that. I throw it all in. I empty the bank account. I pour my heart into it. Right. What do I get? Heartache.
They don't even know. They don't even know my name.
That was the first comment.
And that
you
was
mean
a
all
dog.
My relationships.
You mean all my relationships?
Yeah. This would. This. Well,
that's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Did you know that Japan's most celebrated generals... Japan's most celebrated generals have been masters of Ikebana.
Of...
Siri,
is that Ikebana? Like to lay out in the sun?
Ikebana.
Yeah.
Ikebana.
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 Is that in relation to Pikachu?
No. I thought it was Ikebana was peekaboo in Japanese.
Ikebana is the art of flower arranging. Generals found that it calmed their minds and helped them make clear decisions in the field of battle.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know some Brazilian scrap thieves unknowingly stole highly radioactive caesium-137 from a shuttered hospital? The glowing powder was handled, shown to neighbors as a curiosity, and even dabbed on faces like makeup.
What?
This event resulted in 4 deaths.
Whoa! That's the Darwin Award,
yeah,
huh?
Uh-huh. A few years ago, there was a theft of radioactive material in Mexico, and the authorities put out a release asking the thieves to return it, saying, "You're already dead. Please return it so nobody else gets poisoned."
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's quite a post. Hey, by the way, you're already dead.
Did you know that every November in South Korea, there's a day where everyone makes silence? I guess make silence?
How do you make silence?
Yeah, well...
They just become silent. Shut up.
Oh, Jay.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait for it. Seafood Bistro spot.
Yeah.
That door was just way too wide open for me not to walk through it. I'm sorry.
You could learn.
Anyway. This is a day, it helps students concentrate for their most important exam of their lives. Planes are grounded, constructions are paused, banks close, and even military training will cease. This day is called Sunyung.
I think that's how you say peekaboo in Korean.
Did you know that Tom and Jerry have won 7 Academy Awards?
Really?
You're kidding.
Yep. And they never said a word. Let me see if I can figure out what these awards were.
Most chopped off feet. I mean, some of those got, like, very graphic.
They've won for best short subject.
Oh.
Cartoon category.
I got you.
And they've won that 7 times. Did you know that The Onion, the website The Onion, sold for more than The Washington Post?
I'm not surprised, because The Onion comes closer to the truth than The Washington Post does.
It's what one comment says. Well, one is made up stories, while the other is satire.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better. You know what else is great? I've been following the Babylon Bee, and it is hilarious.
That's also satire, isn't it?
They got a story today about breaking up this giant monopoly. It's the government. You know what? There's some. The best humor has some truth in it.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Jay.
That's why The Onion is so good.
Peekaboo.
And finally, did you know that there is a Swedish esports team? Esports being they play video games. And it's where all of the members are between the ages of 62 and 81.
What?
Yeah.
What?
They play Counter-Strike Online, and they say it's helped them to improve their mental agility.
Oh. Yeah,
that's cool.
A group of old fellas there playing video games.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is 3 men and 2 women.
Yay, ladies.
The team. Look at that. That's a pretty nice picture.
They're letting us do stuff, y'all. Yeah,
they're playing their video games there.
They are with their headsets.
Actually, that looks like a shot of ABBA.
That one dude's mustache is impressive.
7:28 is the time, so these guys are going to caucus.
I'm the caucus.
On a pop quiz question. Now, I got to tell you something. I had to go to one of the chain grocery stores over the weekend, and I specifically went to see how they were pricing bacon, because I had just picked up Kaneka for $6.36 for the 1-pound package. I cannot believe they have the audacity for a regular 12-ounce package of Smithfield, because Food Outlet carries that, two for $9.99. That's like $5 a package.
What do we have this morning?
That was Kaneka.
Uh-huh.
It was really
and good. That's always like 3.25 at Food Outlet, and sometimes even less. The meat prices in general were just unbelievable. Ground beef, ground chuck. I don't know how people afford it. Honestly, I could not. I used to shop there for a long, long time. I could never go back. Not for my big weekly grocery shop.
Right.
And I feel like running down the aisle saying, people, you are paying retail here. Try Food Outlet. It's all about the groceries and great value. And after yesterday, I got to tell you, that was a shocker to me. That they're the same bacon I can get at Food Outlet for about $7 for a 1-pound package, $11.99. Come on. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Hey, so I'm impressed that even with the storm yesterday morning, we got our Bailey Graham at the regular scheduled time.
That's right. I went through the pouring rain and everything else. New York strip, $6.71 a pound. Fryer leg quarters are $3.90 for the 10-pound bag. And there are great values throughout the store beyond these specials. A Bluebell ice cream, the big tub, $4.58 a half gallon. Try that. What was it? Cookie and cake?
No, cookie cake.
Cookie
yeah.
cake.
Yep. Like you would get at a birthday. Or, you know,
it was so good.
For random occasions.
Just Powerade drink, 79 cents each. 3 locations. Try it once and compare to what you're paying now, and you will not go back to the old place unless you absolutely have to. On Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, Main Street in the Preferred Community West of Highway 31, and on Highway 14, and twice a day, Milburn. At 7:31, it's time for today's $10 for the pop quiz question. Chance for you to find out how you can save without spending a penny of your own money in here. With the question is Quizmaster Jay.
Hi, hello, it's me, Jay.
Oh my God!
That sounds so silly.
I'm gonna slap the headphones off your skull.
Practice silence.
Jesus. You feel the things escalating here, Rich?
I'm glad I'm leaving at 9.
Hey, so the question here is, how many Academy Awards have Tom and Jerry won?
Oh, that's good.
I like that. I like that.
Just throw it out there.
272-9228 if you have the answer for that one. 272-9228. Of course, all callers qualify for a special Emily segment at the end of the week. You might win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. 272-9228.
And if you can tell us peekaboo in Chinese Mandarin, too.
We'll throw in an extra dollar. That's what we'll do.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of our Monday morning rush hour, and it is time for our regularly scheduled traffic jam on I-65. Look out if you're coming out of Prattville towards the downtown area. You're going to slow down at the river bridges. I-85 doesn't have any issues this morning. The boulevard is busy as can be. Just watch out for the traffic around you and be careful around the traffic lights. We are starting to see a little bit of a delay coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. Highway 31 out of Prattville looks great this morning. Remember that the school zones are in effect right now, so watch out for the kids and the buses as you pass through those congested areas. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services
should be
greater than the quality of legal services
provided by the law. All right, Teddy gets first crack at today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. How are you, Teddy?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing today?
Oh. Good.
That's good. Yeah, that's just our standard way of saying it. We're doing all right.
How are you? Enough about us. How are you?
Good. Right, I'm going to have a case of the Mondays.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah. I think I have that here somewhere. Hang on. Because now it's become a thing. I've got to find it. Here it is. 3, 2, 1.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
There you go. Yes. All right, so the winning answer on our pop quiz question is...
How many?
7.
That's correct. 7 Academy Awards.
That is correct.
Ben and Jerry. That is correct.
Now,
did you say for Ben and Jerry?
No, for... Tom and Jerry. Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Now, you can go for the bonus.
How many have Ben and Jerry won?
No.
Of saying peekaboo in
peekaboo
in Chinese.
Pikachu?
No.
No, that's fine.
That's fine.
Whatever.
All right, you're a winner.
You are, and you hold on there. Teddy, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Let's say a quick good morning to Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you know the answer?
For what?
Did you know the answer to the question? The correct answer?
Did you know?
Wait, what question?
The how many Academy Awards that Tom and Jerry had won?
7?
Yeah, that was right. That was right.
Are you calling to play the contest, or do you just want to say hi to your favorite morning show?
Oh, I was just calling to play the contest.
Oh.
Well, look, Olivia, you missed by one call today. You would have been next.
Hey, Olivia, what is the country that has the Day of Silence in November?
North Korea?
Well, South Korea, but
close.
That's okay. It's close. Very good. Very good.
Tomorrow.
Thanks, Olivia.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah,
see, close. Now that's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
You know, when a Ute says, I don't want what's hip. I don't want what I'm not going to be.
I don't want what's hip. Let me listen to those folks on the morning show.
No, we're talking about, obviously, you know, trends with kids.
Right.
We don't want to be somebody's fad. We want to be somebody's forever. Hey, that sounded a lot smarter than I really was.
It's really good.
You like that? Yeah. You did, didn't you?
Smells like a bumper sticker.
You must have had coffee this morning.
I did. Lots of it, too. And... You just teed up one for me, but it's a little bit too blue for this show.
Yeah, we should just move on then.
Yeah, like, wait a minute, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. How are you?
Hey, hi.
We appreciate the call. Just want to say
hi. Yeah, just want to thank Rich for bringing in this beautiful weather for us.
Yeah, I'd like to take credit for this.
I can't, but I will. Thanks, buddy. I'm really glad that there will be no Storm Prediction Center maps on my weather this week.
Me too.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Hey.
Yeah, he was handcuffed to the radar this weekend.
Oh,
but today,
gosh.
Weather in a word.
Cool.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades.
Need some
from
wood?
Common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, so we've had a rough spring. There's no doubt about it. So this string of really nice days is going to be just so nice. Mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable today with a high temperature near 80. In fact, this air that you're experiencing outside this morning, this is not even the good air, which is on its way. It arrives like later on this afternoon and into the evening hours. The better air, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, nearly perfect, comfortable, high in the upper 70s. Back to the mid-50s tomorrow night. Wednesday, beautiful, high 81. Thursday, nice, high in the mid-80s. There is a weak front that could deliver a slight chance of a shower late Thursday night and early Friday. Otherwise, that's the only fly in the ointment, and it's not much of a fly. Upper 80s to around 90 Friday and Saturday. Could there be a storm-free weekend in our future? We haven't had one in months. It looks like we may do it. You know, there's a chance of some storms by, let's say, late Sunday night. But most of the weekend should be great. Right now, northwest winds at 12. Temperature is 66, but scattered clouds, 738.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're going to play Chew the Baloney this morning, and it's about, did you like any of those conundrums that much?
I voted for one.
I picked the first one, and they picked the other one. It doesn't matter.
Well, the Chew the Baloney is kind of interesting. It's about celebrities who may or may not have had children.
Oh.
And we probably won't have time. We've got so much to cover today, including a snake and a washing machine.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Why would you clean a snake?
Well, here's the frightening part. We've heard stories in certain areas where they've turned up in toilet bowls, and other parts of the plumbing. But how would you like to pull the lid up on your whirlpool and find one of them in there?
Better than the toilet when you're on it.
This is true.
Ah.
This is true. You need your lawn cut, right?
Well, yeah.
I think John and Melissa are probably up. If they're not, I'm going to text them. J&S Professional Landscaping, and these folks do all types of properties, from small residential, large to giant residential, business, industrial, you name it, they're up for it, with fine and awesome landscaping, edging, bush shaping, whatever it is you need. They can do it. Now, they don't keep an office. That's one reason why they can quote you a great price and give you a great result. So call them at 202-8760. And if you don't get an answer on your call, just leave your name and a number so they can call you back and get you your estimate. That's 202-8760 for J&S Professional Landscaping at its best. We have Fox Business, your local news. And then we're back with the updated death count on Game of Thrones, and something involving Amazon.
Yeah.
And you know what? Where was my... We have the Baumhauer's winning word. That's like 3 minutes away.
From the Fox Business Network, a lot of down arrows on Wall Street with stocks set to open lower on worries about the U.S.-China tariff war. Oil prices climbing after Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged by sabotage attacks Sunday near the Strait of Hormuz. Crude is up to $62.50 a barrel. This coming as the U.S. issued a new warning to sailors, and the UAE's regional allies condemned the incident that targeted at least four ships. And a cup of coffee that'll give you a jolt from your bill. $72 a cup. It's a price for what's being touted as the world's most expensive coffee. According to San Francisco TV station KGO, the coffee imported from Panama costs about $803 a pound. But after roasting, it's closer to $1,200 a pound. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
You're wearing that on Monday. What are you going to wear on casual Friday? Two Post-its and a sugar packet?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Millbrook police say 60-year-old Ted Carr Jr. has been arrested on child pornography charges after they say he had a, quote, staggering amount of child pornography. He is currently in the Elmore County Jail on a $150,000 bond. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting and car accident. They say a man died after a shooting Friday night in the 800 block of Barnes Street. Police say the suspected shooter fled the scene and later died in a car crash in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. And Alabama health officials say subsequent testing shows an Alabama infant did not have measles. Health officials say final test results from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were negative for measles after the initial test was positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, a Monday morning fun fact.
Stuck in traffic? Stressful commutes are shown to contribute to higher weight, lower fitness levels, and high blood pressure, all of which contribute to deadly disease.
Have a great Monday.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of our Monday morning rush hour, and it is time for our regularly scheduled traffic jam on I-65. Look out if you're coming out of Prattville towards the downtown area. You're going to slow down at the river bridges. I-85 doesn't have any issues this morning. The boulevard is busy as can be. Just watch out for the traffic around you and be careful around the traffic lights. We are starting to see a little bit of a delay coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. Highway 31 out of Prattville looks great this morning. Remember that the school zones are in effect right now, so watch out for the kids and the buses as you pass through those congested areas. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems designed to keep your pet safe and at home or in specific areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From King's Landing Cross, Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive Season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the or Podrick Payne, to Gilly Gendry, or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Loras, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys, was Tyrion the Onion Knight, or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the Drogon Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Knight, or Melisandre, or the guy with the flowers, three-eyed Raven, or Arya, Theon, or Yara, who the Red will claim as unknown on Game of Thrones.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
black and white. As in Baumhauer's incredible, legendary black and white chicken, which is now available in black and white chicken wrap. Now... the white barbecue sauce at Baumhauer's.
It's delicious. Oh,
and I'm getting ready to go after some dietary changes with the hot weather here. Okay. The reason I love the white barbecue sauce is you don't have to drown chicken or any... it goes well with a number of different meats to get the taste. So very few calories. I used to eat lots of chicken, tomatoes, and a little cottage cheese. And that helped me lose a whole bunch of weight a few years ago. So I'm going to go into that mode and do some stir fries from time to time. That's what I should do for you guys some morning. How
stir
about that?
Fry? Yeah.
What?
I just don't generally think of stir fry as a breakfast food.
Well, we eat chili and sloppy Joe.
I want to run something else by you because I made this yesterday.
Meatloaf?
For breakfast in bed for Mrs. Bitterbottle.
Mm-hmm.
I made sourdough French toast with Papa John's farm eggs and, you know, the other ingredients to make the, it was really good. It was with bacon.
Breakfast in bed, how romantic.
Well.
That's so nice.
You want to know any more details about that?
No.
I had a feeling you'd say that. You funny guy.
Awkward.
What happened to that rambunctious devil may care party girl, Emily, who, and now it's awkward. Anyway, it's so easy to make, but the sourdough bread that I made, your BLTs, are you two getting a simus going here?
No, we're not. She's learning to be quiet. I'll leave that alone now.
The sourdough Pepperidge Farm.
It was very good.
Yeah. Well, that's great for the BLTs because it's a nice, hearty bread and it holds, you know, the tomato and the mayonnaise without getting soggy and falling apart. But as French toast, and here's another example of something. $3.02 for a loaf of sourdough at Food Outlet. It's like $4.50 at the chains. This is just another example of how much you can save. And remember,
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there. Keep that in mind. We're going to do, by the way, on the Baumhauer's winning word, see how easily we get distracted here?
Oh, yeah.
Black and white, that's the term I'll need from you sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. When we ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's play. Do we have time?
You're in charge.
That's usually what you tell to somebody else as the water is coming in through the side of the ship. You're in charge.
Well.
Thanks.
And we got biscuit tickets to give away.
Biscuit tickets.
Bake them.
So we could do both. We'll give the first winner a choice. and then we can do a conundrum.
I'm guessing these are, let me make sure from, I'm thinking these are
taking on the Mississippi Braves.
Wednesday's game.
I wonder if Saturday's game was affected by the weather.
You know, I was downtown for Taco Libre and had no issues with the weather.
Yeah, but
you were in the train shed.
But the storms came in after 7, so.
True.
That's what I was wondering.
I haven't heard that they had any issue with it.
Well, let's start with playing the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Now, you know, I got Kenny G and Michael Bolton ready to play here if we have to push you, but let's not do that. No. You get your choice here. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card or biscuit tickets. Which day?
I'm still, let's
He's
see.
He's double-checking now.
Oh, no, it's for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, is that Fat Tuesday night?
That is Fat Tuesday night.
Oh, fun.
Oh, this would be a great night.
All right. Whichever you'd like, if you play and win, True the Baloney right now at 272-9228. 272-9228. And you know what's coming if we don't get some cooperation.
Presenting two contemporary
Yay!
Artists.
Yay!
Yeah.
No, why'd you stop it?
Well, because I haven't, we have it, we got to give them a chance for the delay to catch up.
I enjoy that.
And that's just the threat. That's like, here's what you get if you don't call. So,
yeah.
It's a
very parental approach to
like right.
waving the paddle.
Yeah.
Your folks waving the paddle.
See this?
Yeah. Oh, the belt comes off.
Come
the
on,
belt
get comes me off, a right. switch.
So if you don't get the right switch.
We were talking about corporal punishment at lunch yesterday.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Topic that comes up.
Well, because it was Mother's Day. We were talking about parenting. We're all telling parenting stories.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And I think just, you know, it's good for kids to know that that could happen if you push the envelope far enough. But I was talking about a time when my dad got mad at me and my brother, and he was trying to give us a kick in the keister. Mm-hmm. But he was hopping around on one leg and trying to swing the other, and he looked ridiculous. And the worst thing you wanted to do when my dad was laughing, or dad was,
you don't want to laugh at him.
No. But he made that very, very difficult for us not to do. 272-9228.
Yeah, say it. Louder. That'll help.
Sounds like we're going to hear it.
I'll turn this radio station right around. We need one contestant for Truth or Baloney, or do we have to just put them together and do the tickets and the thing?
No, we just need to play the song.
The song?
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
Ooh-wee.
The undisputed heavyweight champ of Blue Eyed Soul, Michael Bolton.
I could hardly believe it.
Oi.
When I heard the news today.
272-9228.
I had to come and get it straight from you. I said you were leaving. Someone swept your heart away. It's true.
True.
So tell me all about it. All about the plans you faking.
Get a look at it.
Tell me one thing more before I fall. Tell me how I'm supposed to live. Now that I'll be loving you.
Oh, God. Usually my headphones are off at this point and I'm answering the phone.
This is the furthest we've gotten into it, like, continuously.
Come on. There's a call. Grab it before they change their mind.
Torture.
Oh,
torture.
Man.
Thank God you called. This is News Talk. Who's this?
Trick.
That would be most unfortunate, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's getting good there.
Well, believe me, we'll have another morning where everybody wants to play belligerent with us. Maybe they like this, and they'd rather listen to that than play the game. Hey, Joel.
Hey, I called just keep on playing that song.
Oh,
man. Oh, just keep playing the song?
No, I said to keep you from playing the song.
Thank you. That makes more sense. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank
now, you. Have you ever played this game before?
I've won twice.
Oh, all right. We have an experienced contestant. Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And the way it works is our topic are celebrities who may or may not have reproduced. This afternoon we'll talk about celebrities that should never be allowed, but that's a whole
different thing. I don't think anybody has the right to tell anybody.
Thank you. Emily will check in on us with our constitutional privileges later today. I'll read you a statement. You got to tell me whether it's true or the baloney, get two out of three right, or get them all wrong. You got three lifelines here to check in with. Statement one, Betty White never had any biological children. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
That is correct.
Winning. Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
I didn't even think about that.
Huh. Her third husband had three kids from a previous marriage. So she's been a stepmother. Back in 2011, she said she knew that if she had kids, it would be her only focus, and she wanted to have a career. Oh, how completely unselfish. Yeah. All right, statement two. Kelly Clarkson has never had kids. Kelly Clarkson has never had kids. Truth or baloney?
I have no idea.
Baloney?
Winning. You did it.
Wow.
Two for two.
Nice.
Good.
Good job.
So, you, what would you like? You have a choice.
Yeah, you can get a $25 gift card to Seafood Bistro, or you can get tickets to the Biscuits game tomorrow night.
Give me the Biscuit game.
All right.
Way to go. Awesome.
You make them.
Should be a great game. What is it? It's Fat Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday night. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
There's people already celebrating. Hold on. And Jay's going to get you jam up a jelly tight with your
seafood. Well, that means we can give away Seafood Bistro or something.
That's right. We can do one of the conundrums. And we still have a few more of these to do, but we'll do them after the top of the hour because the walls are closing in on us.
I understand.
Yeah. We have time commitments to keep. For those of you who have been in a car accident, fender bender, something a little more serious.
Joel?
That, I remember one time I was... The light turned green. I'm proceeding through an intersection, and some moron runs a left turn red coming the other way.
Right.
There was no way to miss him. And I remember after the crunch, I was just glad that he didn't hit me a little further towards the driver's side, or it could have been a real serious problem. That first look you get at your vehicle after an accident is just so disheartening. And then that disheartening experience is the start of a lot of rigmarole. Paperwork, police reports, insurance adjusters, none of it is fun. So after all of that, when it comes time to choose the place that's going to make your car look as good as new, maybe better, I wish they could get rid of human wrinkles as effectively as they do out of fenders and doors and quarter panels at Montgomery Paint and Body. For three decades, they are the most diligent people on the planet, the Turner family standard. It's a personal thing. It's got to be done right. Nothing is overlooked, and they want to return a car to their customer that looks as good as new, maybe better.